vision problems. These may be signs of a rare, potentially fatal brain condition. Some serious allergic reactions can occur.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on a Flipside, Thursday's edition with Joe Montaldo and Jim Allen. I hope y'all are all having a great morning, great afternoon, great evening. You know, we have a lot of fun doing these shows, and there's a lot of news programs that we do. There's a lot of, actually, information that we assimilate over the network and other ways and opinions that that we feel like people should hear or be listening to or are trying to just get people involved in general in different types of news stories and things that are going on around in our country. And there's been a lot of stuff going around in our country. Tonight with me, of course, is my co-host Jim Allen, author of Smoke and Mirrors, which is a great book. Be sure to go out and check it out. Jim said he needs some new slippers, so get out there and buy a book so he can get him some new slippers. You know, it is winter, and it's cold up there in Utah, people. It's cold up there.
Real cold.
You see, real cold. Jim, how you doing tonight, man?
Well, I'm freezing to death. No, it's been getting down. It's been getting down around 12 degrees at night.
See, yeah, now don't get crazy like that here. Now, we're expecting maybe a little freezing mix in the morning, a little snow, a little ice, a little slush. We might see 30s tomorrow. We might even see mid-20s, even possibly a teen on Saturday. But that's going to last for like a day or two, and it's going to pop back up to the 40s, maybe 50s. Then we're going to get another cold snap for Christmas.
That's real rare down there to get get that cold.
You know, it's funny. We've been getting it more often. Everybody keeps telling me about global warming, and in the South, it seems to be global cooling. That's why they had to switch the logo over to climate change, because global warming just doesn't fit. I mean, we really, in general, have become quite a bit cooler in the summers. And in the winters, you know, it's actually cooler. I mean, a couple of years ago, at the house I'm in right now, I had actually posted pictures of icicles a foot and a half long. I'd never, ever seen in my 50 years of living in the South, ever seen icicles 16, 18 inches long form naturally, you know, by just the weather. I mean, people do it all the time where they squirt water on a tree. Matter of fact, my wife was just getting on my ass a little while ago because I was talking about getting a hose and squirting and turning our tree into a giant, you know, ice display.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, it's a lot of fun. When you spray them, they get all these beautiful crystals and these layers on it. You got to be careful because, you know, it adds a lot of weight, so you can't put too many on there. But it is interesting. But, you know, getting into the news, there's just so much going on these days. And I was listening, you know, first off, let's just get right into it. So what do you think about Jerusalem?
Well, I think what he did is wrong. And I don't think he has any right to do that.
Why?
Even though he did it.
No, well, but I don't understand it. Because before you say that, remember, the Congress 20 years ago already authorized this. They passed this as a law. I mean, technically, we were supposed to do this 20 years ago. There's just an opt-out clause. So the last two presidents opted out. But, I mean, as far as the American citizens go, they spoke. They thought it should be Jerusalem. So I'm confused on why he's wrong, since he's doing what the people asked him to do in the first place. I didn't know that. I thought he was just being obstinate ass and causing trouble. I didn't know that by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it was a unanimous decision by the House and the Senate to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And it took us 22 years to do it. I'm confused by that.
You know, Joe, you know what this is all about. It's really only about one thing. It's about the Dome of the Rock.
Of course it is. That's the key thing for all parties involved.
That's a Muslim mosque now that's occupied by the Muslims, and it's a sacred place of theirs. And Trump just basically said, okay, I'm going to give it to Jerusalem. And, of course, Jerusalem, they're clapping over there, and, you know, they're excited because that's what they've always wanted. That's been their goal, is to make that, you know, a Jewish religious capital. And it's, you know, it's biblical. That Dome of the Rock is biblical.
Oh, I know. But, you know, Netanyahu kind of had a point. I mean, they did say this should have been done 20 years ago, and they never did do it. He said, what's the worst that's going to happen? He said, Palestine's going to attack us and kill us more than they already do. He said, I doubt it. He said, they'll probably use this as an excuse to attack us. He said, but they're attacking us daily anyway. He said, what, is Hezbollah going to attack us more or less? He said, he can't really see, of course, he's Israeli, but he can't really see where it's going to change the situation any. He said, all it really is going to do is make the Israeli people feel better about its relationship with the United States. And I'll tell you what Trump did, Democrats, he put a big old knife right square in your back. He just, you know, because Israelis, Jewish usually vote Democrat in this country. They won't be doing that anymore, my friends. You can bet your ass they'll be voting Trump next election. He just put a big old knife right square in y'all's back, and y'all weren't even expecting it. That is just sad.
Yeah, well, he knew what he was doing. You know, that's what he's doing. He's doing every trick he knows, you know, to keep his base and to with ID on the 2020 elections, you know.
Well, as it stands right now, as it stands right now, he will be your president in 2020. At the rate he's getting stuff done and accomplishments, I don't know, guys. It's gonna be his economy is just booming, and I love this. So Alan Greenspan came out and said, "Oh, we're on the edge of destruction and disaster and every other damn thing," like he always does. So I could not believe this, but an MSNBC young reporter, and a CNN reporter, schooled his ass, and the guy said, "Well, you've been saying this for a year and nothing's happened." He said, come on, what's going on? Another guy said, you've been saying this other theory for 2 years since Obama was president and still nothing's happened. He said, what, Alan, you're just going to keep predicting doom and gloom until it actually happens? They got on him about that. I was surprised, man, because the economy is good and it's solid. It's not flexible. It's not, you know, a weak economy. And, it, you know, and more companies, you know, are putting money into it because of this tax plan. I don't know, man. He might be a little Reagan. He might be a little Reagan Jr.
My argument is I think it's between the Palestinians and the Jews, and I think it's for them to settle how they're gonna live together, hopefully someday in peace. You know, hopefully.
Well, it is, and I was always confused by the fact that how come we get to decide where the capital of Israel is going to be, since it's not our country, it's not even one of our states. And we would let our own states decide where their capitals were going to be anyway. So I found that just a little bit interesting. I also found it interesting that this had been passed unanimously by the House and the Senate, by a bipartisan House and Senate. So why did it take 20 years for it to be put into place? Because obviously it didn't make any difference that they didn't do it. The Palestinians have been killing people nonstop. I mean, just look at, you know, for the last 20 years. So being nice didn't help us any.
The problem is I don't think it's our place to do that. I think it's between them, and they've got to figure out a way to make this happen. You know, and I just don't think, I mean, since when do we tell other countries what the hell their capitals are? You know,
that's what I'm saying. I didn't understand that, but the Israelis wanted us to. I guess what it really
naturally
comes down to,
You know,
well, I guess for them to have credibility, the United States has to accept it as the capital and put our embassy there. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to put our embassy in Jerusalem. Now we're building a new embassy, and that's going to be the capital, and that's where it's going to be. And you can bet your ass they're doing this for a couple of reasons. One, this is just killing the Democrats. The Democrats just can't catch a break. Every time they think they're going to catch a break, bam, something else slaps in their face. Now two of their party members had to resign. And as they say, there's like four or five more probably coming. They just can't catch a break.
Well, I'm sure you saw the news clips tonight or whatever. Boy, it's going nuts over there again. People running for their lives and bombs going off and smoke and fire and everything.
That was the whole point. It's never stopped. Last year, in 2017, how many bombings were there in Israel? Over 100 from the Palestinians. So that's what they're saying. Yep. It doesn't make any difference. At least this way, Israel's getting something out of it. Before, Israel wasn't getting anything out of it. At least now they are. We can hem and haw about all day long that's going to make the Palestinians mad, but the Palestinians have been killing Israelis for two decades. This isn't going to make any difference. Just keep killing them.
The real point is that if Netanyahu were to, he has the ability to start a nuclear war. He has the equipment. He has everything to do it. And if he were to start it, we're in it from that minute.
Of course, and, you're technically a protectorate.
Yeah. And, boy, I'll tell you, this whole area is really heating up. One of the most interesting things that has come up that interests me is that Flynn was in cahoots with Putin and on the money end of it to finance and put together nuclear power plants in the Middle East. And
which I'm still confused about. I'm confused, I need someone to explain to me why that's illegal. Because he wasn't working for Trump at the time. So, see, I'm confused by all of this. So now we're telling U.S. businessmen who they can do business with. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen,
he wasn't
part of the government when this happened. He was an independent businessman. So
it's according to who profits and how they're going to profit and how they do it if they're laundering a lot of money to do it and avoiding U.S. taxes and stuff. I say that's not right. But
yeah, maybe
like
not.
You
I,
say,
I'm just saying though. Yeah. First off, I don't know what any of this has to do with collusion with Russia on a Trump administration. I don't see why anybody's looking at anybody's money has anything to do with collusion on the Trump administration. I think personally Mueller has gone way beyond his mandate and is now just fishing. There is no collusion with Russia. He can't prove it. Flynn ain't going to give it to him. We already know that. Vegas odds have dropped through the floor that he's going to be impeached. So when they got Flynn to flip, Vegas dropped its odds on impeaching the president. Why? Wouldn't you thought they would have been better instead of worse?
Personally, I think the only way they'll impeach him is if they find him guilty of tax evasion. Just, that's how they had to get Al Capone, and I think that's the only way they'll ever get any president, tell you the truth.
I don't think that'll ever get brought to light because that's way beyond Mueller's purvey. And since the IRS is tainted from the Republicans haven't taken the IRS over yet. This is still a liberal IRS, so no one's going to trust anything coming out of there. I mean, come on, Lois Lerner ain't even going to jail for destroying evidence. It amazes me that we're worried about Trump and we let everybody in the Obama administration get off the hook. I mean, there were some serious laws. Eric Holder broke laws. He should be doing 20 years right now. Loretta Lynch should be doing at least 10 years for the tarmac meeting. Comey should definitely be in jail. And now we found out that Comey's whole speech was based on a lie. Why isn't he in prison? So he let an underling write his speech to let Hillary Clinton off. Even he has now said that he didn't know that's how it was going to play out.
You know as well as I do, Joe, that it's all about getting caught. Up in Washington, it's about getting caught. Getting caught means getting criminally prosecuted for it. And that's what never happens.
That's what I'm saying. If you can get... So that's what the point is. And this is why this is so dangerous, and these people better really start paying attention to what's going on here. Trump has at least 80 million supporters in the United States, maybe 90. Okay, if you try to impeach this president based on liberal propaganda, you're going to have a revolution on your hand. They're not going to just go without a fight. These people are already pissed. This is the reason he's in office, because of the corruption of the Obama administration. And if we're going to see that same corruption try to impeach a new president, I'm telling you, it's not going to go down the way they think it is. Liberals have been wrong for the last 10 years almost every time. And they're wrong here. The country is not going to go for this. You're not going to think the liberals are heroes for impeaching a president who's already done more in 10 months than Obama did in 8 years.
Well, they're trying to impeach him as we speak. They've been reading the articles of impeachment on the floor.
Yeah, and who cares? Nobody. All that shows is this guy is a racist pig. He's attacking the president because he's white. Because they have no basis for impeachment, none whatsoever. Nothing Trump has done nothing that they can prove impeachment on. So why would you even do this? And if they bring this now and it's shot down, the odds of getting it brought up again is almost zero, even if he did break the law. And then you got the other
part. Yeah, it's like nothing. This is like nothing you and I have ever seen in our lifetimes.
Nothing. And then you've got to have a 2/3 majority to impeach a president. I'm with Vegas. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it'll be a total utter waste of time, and I think it'll do more damage to the Democratic Party than they've already done to themselves. People are just, you know, the economy is booming. And it didn't take but 3 months after he got in for it to turn around. And that's because more people have faith in his business, Billy as a businessman, than they did with Obama. Come on, Obama never had a good GDP. And the best one he ever had was a 3, and it didn't last but for one quarter. Not even a quarter, I'm sorry, it lasted for a month. And it never happened again. Trump's already, they're forecasting 4.4 next year. 4.4, we're at 3.6 right now. Lowest unemployment rate, best job performance rate. I mean, come on. He's got China doing stuff, going to North Korea, working with North Korea, cutting their fuel off. Obama couldn't get that done. Clinton couldn't get that done. Old Daddy Bush, Baby Bush couldn't get that done. This guy's 10 months in and gets it done. I don't know. He's rewritten all of the codes. Business is booming in this country. He's cut back all that stuff that the liberals put in to stagnate business in this country. And I keep hearing how we're